you know, with some of the COVID.
Yeah.
That's different things that's gone on in the city, you know, early on. There was some, I guess, quasi mandates where, you know, some businesses could only have so many people retail wise in that. And a lot of people didn't travel. And I think hopefully those trends have we've seen that continue where people continue to shop local. And that's, that's great. I mean, we want to encourage everybody to shop local. Those dollars stay local, which helps, your local fire department, your police, your roads, your sewer, your wastewater, I mean, all that. Mm-hmm. And so you want those sales tax dollars staying in the city. And that's been really good. So very encouraging to see the sales tax up. I'm reading here where new construction was $24 million over the last year. There's 1,037 city building permits issued through July of this year. So that's pretty encouraging too.
Somebody's putting sticks together, huh?
That's a good thing. That's we like seeing that. That and you know, we talk about football schools starting, and we want to make sure the school zones are being enforced. Just pay attention. A lot of kids trying to get to school. Trust me, I endure that frustrating traffic getting kids to school every morning myself. So it's you gotta leave a little more early and just take your time and get there and get the kids dropped off and get them safe.
And for the folks who don't have kids at school, this is not the time where you gas it between stop signs and stoplights and then mash it to stop. You shouldn't be doing that anyway. And I understand the police are going to be looking for that, but especially in a school zone, I'll whip you.
Yeah, I think
you don't have to worry about the cops. I'll take care.
Now our police force does a great job. They're out there watching. So if you're going to be driving chaotic in a school zone, then obviously
you're going to get punished.
Yeah. So just be safe. Be careful. Leave a little early. It's just that time of year. You got to get kind of in the summertime. You know, I get lackadaisical because you don't have all that school traffic.
Then point to point thing going on there.
School starts back, and you're like, oh man.
Feel like a BB in a box, don't you?
it just takes a little while. You know, I only had 2 days last week, so now this whole week, you know, I get to doing the same routine. You know, maybe I'll get used to it. Like your kids, they get used to the routine.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody kind of gets through that together. We are continuing talks with the IAFF, our fire department, and hopefully we'll have that contract renewed. Hopefully sooner rather than later. I know that
there's a sticking point there, and it just seems like, usually you got problems if you got a bunch, but if you got one, you got to leave it to the coolest heads in the room to prevail on this, I guess.
Yeah, and we the city, I think, finally has the resources to get maybe our fire up to date with maybe the similar cities as far as their retirement and their pay and those type of things. There's just a few intricate details there where maybe we're not exactly on the same page, but I feel confident that we'll get there and we'll get that contract renewed. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that happens here in the short run before we have another meeting. And then we talk about schools and the traffic. You might have noticed a little construction. If you've been down Tuxedo, you've probably seen some of that. And there's some construction going on in other places. You know, one of the main, I guess, thoroughfares to get to school, back on Price Road, they're doing that expansion on that road, and that's maybe caused a little bit of headache this year too, because you can't loop all the way around. You got to turn by the Freshman Center, and it seems kind of backlogged. I took that route one day and decided I'm not going to try that again.
No.
Just give it time. A lot of people live over there, and that's the route they got to go. So, again, just take your time and try to get there safe and carefully. Caney River Pump Station work is supposed to start soon, and you'll probably see in the coming years a lot of work to improve our water and wastewater system. I know... Mm-hmm. The DEQ at the state, they regulate certain things we have to do. And so I think we're to a point where we're going to have to make upgrades and improvements, and there's going to be some expense to that. I know everybody probably saw recently where there was, I think, an article in the Examiner and probably City Beat about water rates increasing to some degree. And
we even had it here.
Yeah, that's gonna have to happen in order to pay for all that infrastructure, and hopefully it's not detrimental. I know we're going to try to do that in phases so that nobody's feeling that pinch all at once.
Oh, thank you.
And nobody likes
nobody
to
be, wants to do that.
Yeah, I you know, when people ask me, I'm like, I don't want to have to pay more either. But guess what? I do want to make sure that
I want my water clean.
We maintain good quality water and have wastewater and those type of things. Yeah. And if we don't make those improvements, DEQ is probably going to come after us and fine us, and then we're going to be in the same boat anyway, whether we're making the improvements or paying fines. So that's not a
not a good spot.
That's not a good thing. Yeah. So and I do believe the pools and the splash or the pools have closed.
Yeah,
the splash pads I think are still open over at Sooner Park. So if still want to enjoy some of that, there's some time left. But you know, you get into that time of year where school starts, the pools kind of wind down, and
no can openers in the deep end.
Yeah, and I think I can't remember when Kitty Park winds down, but I think that's probably here pretty soon. Maybe I think it may be after Labor Day. So that's one of the things that's just amazing about our city, that Kitty Park for the kids. We have a family that come over. They came over, I guess, a few weeks ago, and so they always want to go.
They
to
look
Kitty
forward
Park.
To that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they don't have that in their town.
No, it's
not many towns do.
That's it's quite the deal. So yeah, every year they're like, oh, we want to go see, you know, Uncle Trevor and Aunt Beth and go to the Kitty Park. So it's a fun time.
Oh yeah.
And, I tell you what, they have the best popcorn, I think, in the entire world.
I don't know
what they put in that.
Magic.
Yeah. Yeah, I hoard the popcorn whenever I go there. But another program that's been really exciting and seems like it's really taken off is the scooter program.
You get to see them down at the bank.
Yeah, yeah.
They can zip by you all the time. I see it.
We'll hear them go by, you know. And there's usually three or four parked out front, you know, in front of the front door that people can, you know, hop on. And
we see them down here, all the way down here, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems to be a big hit and a big deal. And so that's very exciting because you see this in other towns. You know, of course, you typically don't see it in a town the size of Bartlesville, but that's been a program that everybody has really embraced, I guess. And
you know, you don't see a lot of things in a town the size of Bartlesville that Bartlesville does. I think we just kind of over deliver here in our community here.
Yeah, we do. You're exactly right. And there's I think that's just a testament to the people that live here and making sure that we have proper funding and making sure that we have proper support to provide all these things. And you know, that was one of the things early on that I was a little bit skeptical that will this work in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, it's been well received because those things stay hooked up and busy, and you see people on them all the time.
Trevor, and I saw a lady go over the Caney River Bridge, and you know, as you're heading east, and she was on the north side. She's taking that side. She's going, I don't know how fast these things go, but she was flying. This gal was probably in her mid-40s. Windows up, I'm hearing, woo-hoo! So it's not just kids. I mean, it's everybody that's taking a ride on those.
Well, I think they'll go about 20 miles an hour, so they'll move along a little bit.
And I heard the great thing was is that the police aren't really encumbered with any of this. They're not having any trouble.
No, I think everybody's, you know, obeying the street laws on the scooters like they would with a bicycle or anything else. And I've not been on the Pathfinder very much this year, but I hear, you know, there's a lot of people that take those scooters and you know, ride the Pathfinder, check it out.
Hot day, you get a little wind in your hair, you know, going on. Yeah. You know, really popular up there at the pizza place up there at Hideaway. They like to just stop right there, go in and get a pie and maybe scoot around town afterwards. You know,
yeah, you see them buzzing all around, and especially when you get, right now, a little bit later in the evening because it's a little bit warmer during the daytime. Oh, yeah. And so, but you see a lot of people scooting around on those things, and on the weekends, see them run around. Like you said, I've seen them all the way down on Washington Boulevard with these things. So they can make it a ways on those scooters, and It's quite entertaining watching everybody do it. Our kids, we came downtown one time this summer, and we got on one of them and kind of tested it out. And so it was
I haven't done it yet. Is it as fun as it looks?
It is fun. I'm not real great with scooters. Our kids, my kids all have scooters, and they do that. Theirs aren't as fast as these, though, so these will move.
These scoot.
They'll get around a little bit better than what we have, but kids enjoy, well, like you said, all ages of people you see on these things. It's not just a younger generation.
How's the guy out there at Lee Lake doing, the fellow that got the boats, their paddle boats?
Well, I think he is, if my memory serves me correct, I think he was targeting trying to get all that going in September, I believe.
When it's cooler.
Yeah, but it's going, and that's going to be kind of a neat deal, right? Yeah, you know, we're going to be able to go out to Lee Lake and get a paddle boat and
have fun.
Paddle around, just enjoy, you know, relaxing out there in the water. You know, and those paddle boats look pretty cool. I've been on the paddle boat before, and the one I was on was a lot more work than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
but these look, you know, because you can have two people on them, both people kind of giving her a little paddle, and
just
I think
having fun.
Probably move around.
Get some exercise.
And I think he's going to have an observation type deck out there so people can just go and watch. And, you know, if their kids want to get out there on the water, they can just kind of sit and watch and enjoy.
Cool.
And this time of year, I forget the name of the pond over on Price Road, but there's a lot of geese over there. If you got some bread that's gone bad or something, you know.
They don't care.
Yeah, there's
they just say, here, put it on
there's
my
a few
bill.
Spots where you can go feed the geese and have fun, just enjoy being outside. So, Bartlesville's got a lot to offer with the new green space downtown. That's been a hit, seeing all kinds of things going on down there.
That's barely a year old, and it seems like it's been here forever.
Yeah.
You know, it gets used that much, yeah.
Yeah, it's been incredible for the city to have that. And I know, again, there's been a lot of different events down there, and there's a lot more planned. So it's just exciting to have that downtown. I know everybody's embraced that, and it kind of fits in really well with the community center and the Price Tower. It's just a great spot.
Indeed.
So, and then we have, looks like Operation Clean House, September 18th. And so that, I think, is showing here the Phillips parking lot,
yep.
Adams Boulevard. And then there are some COVID funds that are available, relief funds for rental assistance and other things. So if you go to the city website, you know, we were lucky we got some of those funds in. And so that, I think, will help a lot of people right now that are still struggling. I mean, there are folks out there that... that still needs some assistance to get through this ordeal that we've been fighting since March of 20.
Yeah.
So, and it seems like there's been a little bit of a surge in cases, but that I think that can be expected. You know, we're getting back to school and a lot of the summer sports and different things that went on. That's going to be expected, and just everybody needs to do their part and try to watch out and
take care of
help each other and take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know a whole lot. Like I said, the football is fixing to kick off here shortly, and so that's mm-hmm. back. There's been a lot of softball games going on.
A ton.
The softball field's over by our house, and we've been practicing football every night with mm-hmm. the younger groups, and mm-hmm. so it seems like those softball lights are on about every night. Those girls are playing, and I think volleyball's already got going and had a couple of games
yeah.
and matches, and so school's back into swing.
It's like flipping the switch. We're on, you know. Hey, Trevor, thanks for coming out and visiting with us. Always great to have you on board.
It's always good to be here.
All righty. You've been listening to our City Matters right here on K1, the one you trust. And, of course, brought to you by our folks at Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for